Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 52, More of Him. He must increase, but I must decrease. John 3:30. Let that land. He must, not he should. Not it would be nice. Must. And the man who said it wasn't broken, wasn't beaten. It was John the Baptist, the greatest prophet Israel had seen, and he said it with his joy made full, with peace, with a clarity most of us spend our whole lives searching for. Think about who John was. Crowds left Jerusalem to find him in the wilderness. People waded into the Jordan just to be near him. He had a voice, a movement, a weight of authority that very few people in history have carried. And then Jesus starts drawing everyone. John's own disciples come to him worried. Teacher, look, everyone is going to him, and John is not shaken, because John knew who he was, the friend of the groom, not the groom. And there's the freedom, when you really know your role, when you hold it honestly, deep down. You don't have to compete. You don't have to guard your place or chase your recognition. John wasn't losing. John was finishing. Like the morning star that burns bright in the dark sky and pulls your gaze toward the horizon, not toward itself, but toward where the sun is coming. When the sun rises, the morning star isn't defeated. It did what it came to do. And this is where the word reaches us today, because our instinct runs the other way. Our instinct is to grow, to be seen, to be credited, to be remembered. That's not wickedness. That's being human. But the Spirit calls us towards something different. Christ increases in us, not through one great dramatic surrender, but through the small ones. An opinion you let go. Credit you pass to someone else without making a point of it. A silence you choose when you could have made it about yourself. In those small daily surrenders, Jesus takes up more room, and we a little less. Ask yourself today, in every conversation, every meeting, every message you send, where am I pointing? Toward myself, toward what I've done, toward what I think, or toward him? Humility isn't pretending you have nothing to offer. Humility is redirection. It's being able to say, whatever is good in me came from him, and him I will point to. So today, before breakfast, before the day gets loud, do one thing. Open to John 3, verses 27 through 30. Read it slowly and name, out loud or on paper, one area of your life where the spotlight needs to shift to Jesus today. Maybe it's at work. Maybe it's at home. Maybe it's a relationship, a project, a gift you carry. Just one area, put it in his hands and let him grow there. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.